My name is Claire Bashinsky, and I'm a senior project manager and active transportation lead for SEMA Plus.
What is SEMA Plus?
SEMA Plus is an engineering and planning firm based in Ontario and Quebec and throughout Canada. And we provide a range of services, including transportation planning and now more recently, sustainable mobility and active transportation.
So tell me what you're doing in Cochrane.
Absolutely. So, as of earlier this year, we were fortunate enough to have been selected by the town to support town staff in the development of an active transportation master plan. That means that we're looking to establish a vision and a set of projects and strategies and policies and programs to really help encourage and enhance how people can move, connect, and access typically self-propelled or human-powered forms of transportation, like walking and cycling. Rollerblading is apparently making a massive comeback these days, but without not forgetting that accessibility and that providing options for as many people or for all, as much as possible is kind of at the forefront.
Now, I have to imagine that Cochrane is already quite good at that type of thing, just the way the town is and the beautiful lake in the middle. So, what are you looking to do for Cochrane?
That's a really great question. And when we were researching and putting together our proposal for the town, we dug pretty deep to understand what some of the wonderful opportunities are, but maybe some of the challenges are at the same point. And you've hit the nail on the head in terms of some of the amazing opportunities. There's a great compact town and downtown, if you will, area that people can access quite easily. You have if I can get planning and technical, a linear street pattern, which is always helpful in terms of a continuous and connected trip. Beautiful natural and cultural destinations kind of right at people's doorstep. So, as you said, very amazing opportunities to leverage and enhance a natural predication to wanting to do things recreationally. So, really a great base. But sometimes it's some of those invisible barriers and visible barriers that tend to benefit from having a more strategic and long-term thought and look at, which is where master plans come into place. This isn't a commitment to build something tomorrow. This is looking to build out and tackle those barriers, as well as providing new opportunities for people to walk, cycle, and be active. So, right now, there are some great snowmobile trails. There are some planned routes around, major water bodies and lakes that you have. But what we really want to do is to try to give more opportunities and ones that people will be excited and feel comfortable and safe using to get to and from day-to-day trips, so that the first thought isn't, I'm going to get into my car, unless you really need to. But the first thought is, okay, maybe I might like to walk here. I might like to bike here instead. And those be very reasonable and feasible and interesting and appealing options as well.
Are you looking for public input on this?
Absolutely. That's very much at the cornerstone of any planning process. And myself, I just happen to have quite a bit of training and passion in that area. So I think that a good master plan is only as good as the input that we're able to incorporate into it from the people who live, work, and play within the town. Like we said at the beginning, I'm not from the town. So we really need to rely on the unique expertise of those who live there and who recreate around there and who work there as well. We have just started our engagement process. We've launched our project website, which is placespeak.com/CochraneATMP. We have a survey, quite simple, about current needs and interests and behaviors. We have a map where you can drop pins on interesting places where you like to use active transportation, walk, cycle, or where you want to see it improved. We've got a number of different opportunities right now, but we'll also continue to be working in the community and engaging with different partners. So we'll actually be physically in the community going around and having public sessions in around May of this year. And then a bit later in September. So we'll physically be out there, but right now there are some really great opportunities for us to have online engagement.
I imagine, judging from what's going on in Timmins, when I lived in Ottawa a few years ago, I saw it going there, that you're looking for input on where and how for things like walking paths and bike lanes on roadways. And whether Cochrane needs them and where it needs them.
Great question, great point. The mapping tool is one of those ways that we are starting to gather that information. That is where you can specifically identify where you'd like to see improvements and new facilities, if you will. More recently, it was last year, the province and some agencies released a really interesting document. It's called Ontario Traffic Manual Book 18. It's about cycling facilities. And there's just such a great breadth now of types of facilities and types of designs that accommodate cyclists and other active transportation users. And so we will be using that guide as one of the bases for how we're going to design different routes, but it really is the input from community members to let us know where they'd like to see those happen. That's going to be quite helpful and important. That is but one layer to the process. This is an active transportation plan, but to your point, you know, we're looking at trails, so off-road opportunities where people can walk, cycle, and be active, parks, open spaces, you know, hydro corridors in some municipalities. So where there's more of that in-nature recreation, where the experience is really strong, that will then be complemented by more on-road, and that's overgeneralizing, but on-road conditions where, you know, we're looking, to your point, for within the curbs or in the boulevard, opportunities to put in cycling facilities and a bit more of a connected network of those. And then the last but most important layer, I would say, is kind of the walkability and undertones of accessibility. And this isn't just missing sidewalk links at all. You know, this is about looking at Cochrane and looking at the people who need to move around Cochrane and want to move around Cochrane, and back to what are those visible and invisible barriers that we need to start to tackle to support them as much as possible to get around. So sidewalks may be part of it, but it could be benches, signage and wayfinding, other rest areas, trailheads, all of those things as well. So this approach to the plan, improving and identifying projects, is very much a layered approach to try to leverage as many opportunities to give a wide range of experience, but also connectivity within the entire town.
All right. I'm out of questions. Do you have anything you want to add?
I think the only thing I would add, and typically a question that we end up getting, is what is the timeline? What are we thinking? Is this a vision for immediately now or long term? I think I might have said it before, but this is typically, you know, a 15 to 20 year type plan. And the goal, and I think the sweet spot, is to try to find those things that are really exciting in the short term, as well as those bigger tackled items that we need to think long term about. And our goal is to work with members of council, with different partners, with town staff, to be able to provide tools and programs and strategies in addition to that infrastructure. That tends to get the focus, but it's some of those other things that will help to maintain that momentum once we do end up finishing the plan this year, but will continue to need to be realized over the next 5, 10, 15 plus years.
Claire, thank you for this. I will use the link to the webpage on my web story. And I think I will probably post the audio of our full interview.
Oh, lovely. Absolutely.
Because I can only be so superficial in what I do for radio and the web, but I often do that. I post an audio link and then people can go into that and listen for more.
And so. I said it throughout the questions, but this is really meant to be a very attainable and accessible process as much as possible. So if there are any ways that, you know, our web interface or our methods of engagement can be improved to encourage people to and support people to access it and participate, we are more than all ears and eyes or whatever needs to be. So please, you know, those who are listening, please let us know if there's any way that we can make it more accessible and attainable to participate in the process.